Blog Talk Radio.
Of us know that Jesus has promised us a home over there. I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church, and we come up to raise up the true and living King on a day. What is his name? His name is Jesus Christ that sits on the throne. We come to magnify and worship God on a day. You know, I do have a book that is out. It's called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. You can get it at Amazon.com. But on the day we come to lift up Jesus, for there is no other name that we know under the heavens. There is no other name that we know on the earth. Let all the people proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, God, Jesus. You know, I thank God for being a healer on the day. Amen. I thank God for your healing on the day. For God is able to heal you no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter the challenges you may encounter. Regardless to any heal, any trial, any tribulation, any uphill battle you may face, we serve a God that is able. We're going to Matthew, the 13th chapter, and the first verse on the day. And we're lifting up God on the day. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, asking that you'd move by your spirit, oh God, Jesus, on the day. Hey, move by your glory, God, and show the people, oh, who you are, God. Show the people the word on the day. Show the people the word that ministers to the hearts and the minds of the people on a day. Oh, show them, God. Oh, how we magnify you, God. Come in, God, and open up the eyes and the ears. And hallelujah, God, the digestive spiritual system in each and every individual so that they can digest. Hallelujah, God, and they can work up and work out what you're saying. Hallelujah, on the inside of them. Hallelujah. We had a spiritual digestive system on the day. Amen. It would open up and it'd be ready to receive Well, thus saith the sound of the true, or I feel a prophetic in the air. What saith the sound of the true and living God? Matthew 13:1, I feel like ministering on the day. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, the Bible says in Matthew 13:1. The same Jesus that you know today was the same Jesus that went over 2,000 years ago and sat by the seaside. And the Bible said, and a great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship, meaning that there were so many people that there was not room enough for God to stand up. So he had to go into a ship and began to teach and preach. You want to be in a place with God where you're so filled up in him that you've got to go into another area so that he can teach and preach to you. God wants to let you to know today that it's time to move up to a higher calling. It's time to move up to a greener pasture. And yes, God had to go inside of the ship in order to teach the people, because the level that he was on with the people was a level that had been saturated. And God is saying through a prophetic word on the day that, yes, you have saturated your position in me, where you are right now. It is time to go up to a higher calling, to a higher pasture. And the Bible said that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood by the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables. God is saying on a day, hey, do you know why I had to speak in parables to the people? It was for one ear to receive and the other ear not to receive. And God is saying on a day, I'm taking my people to higher pastures and bigger places and deeper depths, but they're only going to be hearing, hallelujah, a certain sound that's coming from heaven. The sound that the people are going to be hearing is a sound of miracles, signs, and wonder, thus saith the Holy Ghost. A sound, oh, bashatas, son of God, that's only going to be heard by a certain few select. It's called a sound, or that's called raising of the dead. God is saying, I'm getting ready to move by my spirit upon the face of the earth, and the people are going to see a side of me that has never been seen before. There's a side of me that I've been reserving for a certain multitude. For as a certain multitude went by the seaside waiting to hear from Jesus, there's a certain multitude, oh, Bashata, son of God, in this generation that I've reserved to hear what thus saith the resurrection, oh, Bashata, son of the dead, oh, Bisharaha, the God. God has reserved the resurrection of the dead that's going out to the multitude of people that are standing by the seashore. But God is saying it's only for a few elect that are willing to catch on fire for him. Those that have been sold out to the body of Christ. Those that don't care if they live or die, long as they have the Spirit of God. God is speaking prophetically to somebody out there today. He's saying that you're going to be caught up into, oh, Bashata, son of God, the third spirit, of the spirit of the resurrection of all things that have been dead. Oh, Bisharaha, God is going to raise folk up out of the graves. Oh, Bashata, son, there's going to be a rattling and a moving and a shaking and a crumbling, God is saying on today. And I'm going to move by my spirit, but only a few elect that have been standing by the seashore to see it will experience it. And that's saying the sound of the true and living God on today. The Bible said that, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And God is showing that there are spiritual fowls out there that are coming to devour up the word of God. God is saying there's
son of God. I see spiritual fowls of birds of demonic spirits that are coming to show up and devour up the word of God that's falling by the wayside. And God is showing that there are only a few select people that are willing and will be able to experience this certain move of God. And the Bible says in Matthew 13 and 5, this is a prophetic service on the day. I just go as God give utterance. And when we invite him to move in and take over the service, this is what happens. Matthew 13 and 5, the Bible said some fell upon stony places, and where they had not much earth, the poor with they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And God is saying on a day that there are people that carry my spirit that have a certain deepness of my spirit. And when the word of Ashatasana that spoke into the masses of the resurrection of the things that are dead, when it falls down, oh Bashatasana, on the deepness of the heart of the spiritual people, that there will be way and room for it to grow. And the Bible says in verse 6, and when the sun was up, and they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Oh, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And God said to let you know that the thorn, Obisharahana, is another wave of the enemy. God said that we encountered the spiritual foul. Now we're encountering the spiritual chokehold. God is calling it a spiritual chokehold. And this is the second wave of the word that the people are standing by to receive. The second coming of Ashatasana, God, of the things of the resurrection of Christ, of the things that are being resurrected from the dead. And God saying that there's another wave of people, only a certain people that will receive, oh, Bashata, son of God, all this word by God's Spirit. It's another wave of the resurrection of dead. So God is showing on a day that he's going to move by his Spirit on the face of the earth, and there's going to be a resurrection, oh, Bashata, son of God, of the dead, oh, Bisharahana, God, but there's going to be a foul spirit standing by to take it, and there's going to be another chance and another opportunity of another resurrection of the dead. But God is saying there's going to be a choking spirit standing by ready to choke it. And in the end, oh, Son of God, there's going to be another word that falls in good ground and brought forth fruit. Some whole 100, 164, and some 34. And God is saying, who had the ears to let him hear? What thus is saying the prophetic sound on the day? Oh, Bashata, son of God, whoever has the ears, let them hear on the day what the sound of God is saying on the day. God is saying to open up your heart, minds, and get ready. There's a wind and a wave coming, my God. There's a wind and a wave, oh, my son of God. It's a prophetic flow on the day. God said there's a wind and a wave of the resurrection of dead that's coming through the land, oh, my son of God. And God is saying, I'm going to send, oh, my son of God, miracles, signs, and wonders on the earth so that people will know and believe that Jesus Christ, he's coming very soon. So what are you saying on the day, woman of God? What I'm saying is God is showing that he's going to open up the graves of the people that are dead and lost, oh, Bashatasana, and folk are going to come coming out of the grave. Oh, Bisharahana, God, it's going to be a sign of a ministry. And God is saying the ministry of sign of resurrection of the dead is going to shake the church worldwide. Oh, Bashatasana, son of God, I see dead folks coming out of the grave, all in Brazil, oh, Bisharahana, God, all in Africa, oh, Bisharahana, God, and God is saying that it's going to be a sign, oh, Bisharahana, that Christ is coming real soon. God said to is the resurrection, or the raising of the dead, and people coming back to life from dead. And God is saying on a day that you don't have much time. But God went by the seashore, and he stepped inside of a ship to preach to a multitude of people that were willing to listen to him. And God is showing on a day that the resurrection of the dead is only going to be a washatash. Son of God, there are select few that are willing to listen to God. See, when God stepped on the ship, and he stepped on the ship to be able to teach the people, everybody there would not listen. For you had a Pharisee and a Sadducee that had turned their hearts stony towards God. And God is saying on a day, don't let the Pharisee and the Sadducee spirit creep upon you. For God is showing, I'm going to send a sign through the earth, a resurrection of the dead. Folks are going to raise up from the dead, all as a sign that Christ is coming for a church without spot or blemish. But when God stepped on the ship, he was getting the people ready to present themselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in Jesus Christ. He was getting the people ready to go into everlasting paradise. God was getting the people ready. See, we've all got, oh, by Shatasana, God, the wrong idea. We're looking at shoes and clothes and cars and houses, oh, by Shatasana, God. But God wants to get us ready, oh, for a bridegroom. The bridegroom is coming, men and women of God out there. Oh, move by your spirit on a day. The bridegroom is coming, and he's going to be looking for a bride that's ready. He's going to be looking for a bride that's a virgin. He's going to be looking for a bride that's ready to go hand in hand in marriage. And oh, the love of Jesus is shed abroad. And God is saying on a day, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Let the love and kindness of Jesus Christ draw you into his arms. We have a God that's standing by waiting. He's waiting on you to take his hand. He's waiting on you to turn to the am that I am. We have a God that's waiting. And God is saying that this is the beginning of the second coming of Christ. Well, Christ is coming soon and very soon. It is very clear in the message on the day. God is saying to get up and get ready to see, oh, by Shatashan of God, miracles and signs in the earth like never seen before. People that are going to be raised from the dead are going to give miracles and testimonies of how they were buried alive inside of the grave, and God raised them up. How they were buried and they died in the grave. Oh, mark my word, y'all. People are going to come out of the morgue saying I was dead for 3 days, but God shook my body and woke me up, and I'm a testify of the goodness of Jesus Christ. There's going to be testimonies inside of the earth of how God brought people back from the dead after bodies had began to decay and morph. God has brought them back. There was a man by the name of Lazarus, and God did it as a sign in the earth that he was real and he was real. Oh, that Jesus was real. But God is saying that there's a wave of a Lazarus spirit that's going across the earth, and it's starting right now. And God is saying that I'm doing it to show not only that I'm real, but that I'm coming soon and very soon. I'm coming back for my people. I'm coming back for my bride. I'm coming back for people that are willing to listen. I'm coming back to a people that do not have stony places in their heart. I'm coming back for people who have open ears, open minds, and open throats. Oh, to digest and swallow up the Spirit of God. I'm coming for people who are ready. I'm coming for people who want to listen. I'm coming for people who want to learn. And I'm coming for people who watch out outside of God. God is saying on a day, I'm coming for a people. I'm coming for a people that are ready to carry my spirit. But there will only be a certain remnant that will hear the resurrection of Jesus Christ as a sign in the earth. We just want to bless God and magnify him on a day. But we're not ashamed. ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we don't apologize for how God moves in the service. God can do it the way he wants to do it. If he wants to come prophetically, he's able. If he wants to do it by miracles, signs, and wonders, he's able to do that as well. If he wants to do it by healing in your body, he's ready and able to do that as well. Lift up God wherever you are. Lift up the hands and praise the Lord on today. But we should still serve the same God that was in that ship teaching the people. Oh, Bashakasan, it's so clear in my spirit. God went on the ship on that in that place in Matthew and 13, and he began to teach the people because there was not room on the sea sand. And the Bible said the people stood by the seashore. There were people that were ready to hear from God. There were people that were willing to hear what thus saith the Spirit. And God is saying that 2,000 and some years later, I'm going to send the same type of wave on the earth. But Jesus is going to come and resurrect the dead things. He's going to resurrect dead people out of the graves. I'm talking about real resurrection, y'all. I'm talking about people that have been dead for 3 or 4 days. And all of a sudden, they wake up and life is birthed into their lungs. Hallelujah. And they're giving testimonies of where they were for 3 days and how they had an encounter God. And God has shown that I'm the same God that was on the seaside saying, sure, in Matthew 13. But this time I'm going to come with a wave of resurrection from the dead. And it's going to be a sign in the earth to the people so that they know that Jesus is on the way. Oh, we serve a God that's on the way. You don't have tomorrow. You don't have the next day. Hallelujah. Some of us are not making it until tomorrow and the next day. You've got to catch on hold to Jesus right now. You got to grab the hand of the master right now. You don't have all day. You don't have a lifetime. Oh, Bashata, son of God. You got to get hot for God right now. You got to get in the fire of God right now. You can't make it another day, another minute, another season without the hand of the true and living God. You need Jesus in your life. You need him because he makes all things new. You need him because he takes out fear and condemnation. You need him because he breaks the yoke of bandages on your life. You need Jesus Christ because he's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. You need Jesus Christ because he can do all things for you. You need Jesus Christ because you cannot make it on your own. You need Jesus Christ because he is the risen Savior. You need Jesus Christ in order to live in paradise. You need Jesus Christ for this hell on earth that we're facing right now. You need Jesus Christ for your trials and your tribulations. You need Jesus Christ because others have forsaken you. Everybody has packed up their bags and left. Everybody is putting their clothes in a red hanky sack. And they've got it on the back of a stick. And they left you all alone, broken and bruised. Oh, Bashatasana. And this is why you need Jesus Christ. Because you don't have anybody else. Mama can't do it for you. Sister can't do it for you. Boyfriend can't do it for you. Husband can't do it for you. But there's a friend in the name of Jesus. He's a friend when you're friendless. He's a mother when you're motherless. He's a father when you're fatherless. Oh, there's a friend in Jesus. Oh, there's something about Jesus. Jesus can do for you what no man can do. Jesus can open mountains. Jesus can open up wells of opportunity. Jesus can open up the resources. Jesus can open up the heavens and pour out a blessing to you. There's no room enough to receive. Jesus can make a way. He can heal your body when everybody has given up on you and they say you got cancer, and they don't even give you chemotherapy, and they send you home and say there's nothing we can do for this person. Oh, we just got to see what happens when everybody else is waiting for you to die. Jesus is the only one that can go inside of your body and perform a miracle. Jesus is the only one that can perform surgery on those tumors and lumps and bumps and bruises. Jesus is the only one that can do it when your body does not heal up. Jesus is the only one that can go in and heal the blood platelets in your body. Jesus is the only one that can make your sugar run and flow. Jesus is the only one when you have diabetes in your body that can heal the glucose level in your body. Jesus is the only one that can open up blinded eyes. Jesus is the only one that can make the ears pop. Jesus is the only one that can make that which is lame walk. Jesus is the only one that can disease. Jesus is the only one that can regulate your mind. Jesus is the only one that can give you sanity in an insane society. Jesus is the only one that can do it. Oh, you need Jesus on the day. Why do you need Jesus? You need Jesus because you can't do it on your own. That's why you need Jesus on the day. If you're in a place in your life where you're tired of going the same way and getting the same results, you got to do something different. You do what they did to get what they got. And this is the time to lift up your hands wherever you are. Oh, ye people, lift up your hands and receive Jesus into your heart. Lift up your heart and mind and receive Obashakasana, the true and living King of the day. Now is the time to lift up yourself and lift up your heart to God and surrender all to Him. You know the song that says, I surrender. It's time to surrender all to God. Lift your heart up if you backslidden. Lift your heart up and surrender to God. God is showing on the day that there's going to be a resurrection of the dead, only to prove to the people that Jesus is coming soon. Don't wait until it's too late. I surrender all right now. Surrender your all to Jesus. You serve a God who's standing by that's ready to receive you. He's calling you by your name. He's saying, man, come on to me. He's saying, woman, come on to me. He's saying, child, come on to me. This is all that it's all about. Life is not about anything more than that. And life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But we serve a God that knows how to make the chocolate stabilize. We know serve a God that knows how to worship the Son of God. Give you a surprise in every box. Jesus is the only one that can fix your life. Repeat after me as we pray unto the Lord to receive Him as our Savior. Heavenly Father, we receive You. We receive You, Jesus, what You did on the cross for us, how You died and set us free. We receive You right now. We say thank You for dying for our sins. And we believe that You are a risen Savior. We believe that You sit on the right-hand side of God making intercession for our sins. Oh, how we believe it. We thank You for what You did on the cross. You know, if You've done this, the Bible declares that You are saved. The Bible said, what must a man do to be saved? Oh, Bashatasana. And God told Nicodemus, oh, Bisharahanagara. All a man has to do to be saved is call on the name of Jesus. And God will save you and deliver you and set you free. There is no condemnation for all of those who have called on Christ Jesus on the day. You are no longer condemned, but you are free. Oh, how you're free. God has freed you from the guilt of pain and death. God has freed you, oh, Bashata, Son of God. When you were headed to hell, God has just freed you. He's you free. No longer are you on a one-way ticket to hell, but God has called you back to a holy nation. You are free, and that's what God wants you to know on today, that freedom has gone through the line on today, that you are free, that no longer are you bound by the things you used to be bound in, fear and doubt and worry and condemnation and headed to hell, but you are free, F-R-E-E, free. For the salvation of Jesus Christ is free. He said, freely you have received and freely give. We just want to thank God for moving by His Spirit on the day. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. This has been the Miracle Network Church. This has been a prophetic service on the day. We don't apologize for how God moves by His Spirit, but we embrace the true and living King. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Please get the book, 30 Days of Dreams and Visions, and we're going to look for those signs and wonders in the earth of the resurrection of the dead. May God be with you. In Jesus' name, I lift Him up. and I lift you up. Be encouraged. God bless you.